This year has been the deadliest in terms of motorcycle accidents in almost 20 years. And Larry Crowe joins us. He's the state coordinator for the Motorcycle Rider Education Program at the New Hampshire Department of Motor Vehicles. He's been on with us before talking about motorcycle safety as we have warm weather going right into the weekend. And Larry, important update on the, again on the public safety side. Thanks for joining us. Good morning, New Hampshire.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, what are your concerns? What are you seeing?
Yeah, so, you know, it has been, unfortunately, a very deadly year for that. I hate to pile on with, as you said, the grim news today. Motorcycle rider training, you know, we're the educational side. So, you know, what I'd really like to concentrate on is, you know, we can't do anything about the past and what has happened so far this year. But we can learn from it. And there is still riding left now with the foliage, our great roads. There are absolutely people that are going to still be pounding miles on two wheels this year. So I'd really like to concentrate on what can we do to try to end this year, at least on a positive note. And, motorcyclists need to take control of everything that we can. And we do have a tremendous amount of control, just really scanning the roads for cars braking weirdly because they suddenly see this amazing tree. Let's slow down, and just enjoy the ride. If we can stick around the speed limit, as I'm sure Captain Muzzy would encourage, our speed is predictable. People might not, pull out in front of us. We're going to have more time to react. So, I'm going to really encourage everyone to take control of what you can take control of, which is a lot, and let's get out of this year on a positive note.
Any, it's just, again, you study this, this is your role, safety, teaching, education, motorcycle operations. Any reasons that you can point to why this has been such a tough year?
The causality that we look at, it seems to be a typical year as far as causality. We don't have everything yet. It does take a long time, but it seems like it's just more of the same. So what is typically the same? Speed is a huge factor in motorcycle crashes. And a fatal crash is just a crash that's gone horribly wrong. So what we want to do is stop the crash. And going off the road in a curve all by ourselves, which is a unique thing to motorcycling, it's almost always speed. So let's get into the corners slower. And then, of course, there's the standard, intoxication, drugs, that kind of thing. Motorcycling's awesome enough. Doing it sober is not only going to be as enjoyable thing as you can possibly do, it's going to be safer. It's driving a car buzzed and operating a motorcycle buzzed are two entirely different things. We've got to be sober, Jack.
Yeah. Hey, listen, thank you for what you do.
Absolutely.
If people want to learn more, get in touch with you, what's the best follow-up?
So for, our educational arm, we are winding down this coming weekend. Is our last two classes. We had a great year. I know there are folks listening that maybe wanted to get into a class and weren't able to. Go to our website, the DMV website, in February. Second week of February. That's when we launch the season. Get into a class, and I'm looking forward to seeing everyone next year.
You're a master. Thank you very much. Be well. Be safe.
All right. You too, Jack. Thank you.
Great expert. Great teacher. Real quickly, and that's brought to you by Auto Fair, our good friends, our New Hampshire State Police Public Safety, especially this morning across the board.